More than 415 hours of personal home movies from 150 families in East Germany can be found in this online treasure chest. These silent films cover everything from birthday parties to love stories, and from May Day demonstrations to attempts to flee the country between the years of 1947 and 1990. Even the simple general street scenes can set the viewer back to a time and a place mysterious to many.
Bonjour, guten Tag, guten Morgen, good day, hello.
DW got the chance to speak to the man behind the project following a press conference.
I lived as a child in Germany, and for me the war was always something that I was very curious about.
Swedish-Argentinian filmmaker Alberto Herskovitz grew up in Berlin and remembers being fascinated by the life being lived behind the wall.
We understood that the debate about East and West was quite polarized in the media, and that we were looking for means to talk to people about their lives in the GDR.
The GDR, or the German Democratic Republic, consisted of territory in East Germany that was administered and occupied by Soviet forces at the end of World War II, then transferred to German communist leaders in 1948. Many outsiders viewed the GDR suspiciously, says Canadian political scientist Lawrence McFalls, who initiated the project with Herskovitz in 2013.
The biggest stereotypes is that everything in the GDR was gray, that people lived in fear, that it was some sort of brutal regime where politics was omnipresent.
I mean, of course, stereotypes also come from what is reality. But the problem with stereotypes is that they tend to cover the variety of realities that happen at the same time. The people tend to believe that if you're living under a certain condition, that condition determines everything. But that's not true, of course.
The men decided to execute a project to erase these generalizations, thus solicited for old home movies from those who lived in the GDR.
We believe that this would result in, like, let's say 10, 20 hours of footage. But within only a few weeks, we received over 400 hours.
This footage, which came to them on rolls of celluloid film, had to be digitized and categorized, a time-consuming project that required lots of funding. But the end result is a fascinating portal into history.
This whole narrative about East Germany is one that very quickly goes down the tube when you start looking at these films and you realize that the scenes you see are not only very ordinary scenes that you could see in any other society at that time, but that they were also moments where people took freedom. These films are also testimonials to the limits of the regime's ability to control people's lives, quite overtly sometimes, when, for example, they explicitly film things they know to be forbidden.
McFall speaks about a video of a family in the border region filming a sign that read, "Filming is forbidden."
We were quite surprised to see that, knowing that there's only a couple places in the whole country where their film could be developed. And again, our stereotypical prejudice is that, boy, people wouldn't dare do that. They were running big risks. And I think the notion of the surveillance state that we retrospectively project onto the GDR is not quite what people experienced.
People, even if they live in a country and a regime that had a lot of problems, people fall in love. They go and take the car to the lake. I mean, so the project doesn't try to whitewash the problem. The project is about daily life.
The archive is a continuing work in progress, so both men say there will be more to discover on every visit. You can visit the archive at open-memory-box.de. Natalie Carney for DW, Berlin.